mercy and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from the Gospel lesson from St. Matthew today. Please be seated. Our theme this morning is Marvel at the Word of the Lord. We should marvel at the Word of the Lord. Marvel. We should be amazed. We should be lifted up. We should be healed. We should be comforted. And even these Pharisees and these scribes and the Herodians marveled at the word of our Lord in our text today from St. Matthew. They tried to trick him. It was Holy Week still. And our Lord is going about teaching. And these guys come up to him, they want to catch him, they want to get something firm and solid that we can prosecute this guy, get him out of our hair. So, they got a bright idea. You know, we don't like Rome, we don't like that Caesar is ruling us here in Jerusalem. But maybe if we take these Herodians, these guys that like King Herod, because Herod likes Rome, he's making plenty of money off it. So maybe if we take the Herodians with us, and we go and we trick him, and get this Jesus guy to say something wrong. So, is it right to pay taxes? Tell us. What do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? You gotta know. It's a trick question. If he says yes, he's wrong. The people are gonna hate him. If he admits that, yeah, I pay taxes to Caesar, yeah, the people are gonna, oh, we don't wanna pay taxes. But if he says no, Rome has got him. Crucify him. What does he say? He said, give me a coin. Give me a, and he takes a denarius that's stamped with a picture of Caesar on it. It belongs to him. That whose picture is on it, that's what it belongs to. He asked for a portion of it back. What he says, but he also adds, what is God's, give to God. We pay our taxes, but do we give to God what is God's? That's what you're here to say today. You're here to praise him. You're here to confirm that which was said. Your baptism. Neat stuff. So you too can marvel at the word of the Lord. It is an amazing word. And it's such an amazing word that what do we do at our confirmation? But we ask, I'm torn with this. Sometimes the pastor chooses the Bible verse for the confirmation. I have them choose the verse because it's something that they're going to need to remember. I don't know. It's like six of one, half a dozen of the other to me, but they've chosen Bible verses. One of them chose Genesis 1, verse 1 for a Bible verse for confirmation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It's a fantastic Bible verse for confirmation. Talk about affirming one's faith. God created everything. He made you. It's an absolutely wonderful Bible verse. God created the heavens and the earth. God created me. He created you. He created all of us. Every single thing, even this
light, you can sit there and track it back to the creation of God. Everything goes to the creation of God.
Marvel at that word of God. It, open your Bible, I know you knock some of the dust off of it, and open it up from time to time, and you'll see the very first verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Enough said. Then another one of these guys picked up an Old Testament, another Old Testament verse from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Fabulous. It's an absolutely wonderful Bible verse for confirmation. That is a verse we should all marvel at. In our adult Bible class this morning, we've been talking about the Psalms. And what did we say? The biggest part of the comfort we get from the Psalms is the reminder that He is with us always. The 23rd Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. So it too is an absolutely wonderful. And I love the do not be afraid. It means keep your head. These guys in our text today, let's twist things around and try and get him trapped into something. Let's get him to try and goof up and say something that ain't right. If you marvel at the word of God, if you marvel at the word of the Lord, you have no reason to be afraid. I do this when I preach. I marvel in the word of the Lord because I don't have to make anything up. I speak the truth, that which is His, which is God's. Yeah, I get afraid every now and then coming up here, standing here to preach like this, but I don't be afraid because He is with me. Another one of the kids, you can't beat the greatest verse of gospel in God's Word. The greatest gospel. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's the gospel. Of all the things that I do wrong, of all the things that take place on this earth that are terrible, of all the illness, of all the tragedy, of all the calamity and everything else that takes place, God sent His Son for me. He sent Him for you. He sent Him to die on that cross so that the sins of the whole world would be forgiven. Whoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The last one that was chosen is the very next verse of it's from John chapter 3, verse 18. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's only one and only Son. Absolutely wonderful verse for a confirmation. A statement of one's faith. To believe that God's one and only Son, that name is so beloved in my life. I'm one of His. Now, to marvel at the word of the Lord, like it says here, I seem to recall a psalm this morning from our class that said, to think like a child, to become humble as a young child is. The woes, the cares of this world, we can't tackle them. He can. Marvel that he can. The troubles, the illnesses, raising up children is hard enough. Keeping the household, keeping the family together. All these things, these are hard enough. Remember, he is with us all the time. Marvel at the word of the Lord. Even these bad guys in our text today marveled at the word of the Lord. How many of them walked away from that meeting and converted and believed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord? Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.